Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We pick four soundbites. We play them for you. You call or you email, and you vote for the one that you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-MY-IE. Or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can pick it because you like it, because you dislike it, because you agree or disagree. Your reasons are your own. Just call us or email us and tell us which you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's number one, Wesley Smith, on how he thinks Sarah and Todd Palin have helped create a culture of life.
You know, the Palins got their genetic testing not as a way of deciding if something's wrong, will we abort or not abort, but if something was wrong so they could prepare themselves for the tasks of parenting that would come with that process. And that's exactly what they have done. And frankly, I think nothing in my experience working on sanctity and equality of life issues has encouraged me so much in terms of the ability to have people embrace developmentally disabled children and special needs children as much as this beautiful family saying, we love Trigg, we look in his eyes and we see perfection. That is how you change a culture of death into a culture of life.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from a conversation we had yesterday with Dr. Albert Mohler on how seeker-sensitive and liberal Christians are really no threat to the new atheists.
When you read Richard Dawkins or Christopher Hitchens, it's clear that they are pinpointing some issues that really represent compromise on the Christian side. For instance, you hear Christian pastors say, you don't have to worry about a God of wrath. The God of the Bible is not a God of wrath. Along comes Richard Dawkins, and then comes Christopher Hitchens to say, hey, we read the book, and he is. Now, they misconstrue what that means, but at least they're pointing to something that many contemporary Christians deny. The God that that Dawkins and Hitchens and Sam Harris and Daniel Dennett and others reject is not the God of the seeker-sensitive kind of user-friendly theological model. That God doesn't worry them at all. The God they worry about is the God of the Bible.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-MY-IE, or email your vote. Remember to tell us why. talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Scott Klusendorf. Scott and I were talking about the views, the pro-choice views. He had a very, very interesting observation about, and an analogy about how those who are pro-choice want to defend abortion on demand.
They try to reduce abortion to underlying causes. Let's not criminalize abortion. Let's not pass laws protecting the unborn. Let's get at the root causes, the underlying causes. Passing laws won't do anything to solve the real problem, so the argument goes. Well, that's kind of like arguing that laws against spousal abuse don't get at the underlying psychological reasons that cause men to beat their wives, so what we ought to do is provide federally funded counseling for men rather than pass laws against beating your wife. This is silly. If the unborn are human, they ought to be protected in law, and that is the logical position. Senator Obama wants to have it both ways. He wants to say, oh, abortion's a moral issue, very moral issue, but he doesn't want one single law passed protecting the unborn, who he claims is a moral subject. Makes no sense.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number four. It's the fourth and final. That means get ready to call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or email talkback@issuesetc.org. It comes from Pastor Charles Lehman with an analogy of his own. This one, a Toy Story analogy on baptism.
I like to think of that movie Toy Story when the moment that Woody is most disturbed is when the boy writes his name Andy on the bottom of Buzz Lightyear, because once he's put his name on Buzz, Buzz is his. He's important to him. He's his treasure. And the fact that God has put his name on us and that he has claimed us as his own, that gives us the context of all of the prayer that we ever do. We live our entire life from the moment we're baptized in the name of Jesus, which is why we close our prayers in the name of Jesus. Because we are in the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus is all of the good things that Christ has promised to us in his word. And I think the place where the connection between the name and the joy of prayer becomes most clear is in those opening words of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. It is only because of our baptism that we are privileged to call God our Father and can expect him to treat us as his beloved children.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Do you think that ought to be the issues, etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call. We're going into a break, and the break is a great time to call or email us with your vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number 1, Wesley Smith, on how the Palins are fighting for a culture of life right in their own family? Soundbite number 2, Dr. Albert Mohler, on how atheists understand Christianity better than many seeker-sensitive Christians. Soundbite number 3, Scott Klusendorf, on the pro-choice arguments, how they're illogical. Or soundbite number 4, Charles Lehman with a baptism toy story analogy. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Rebecca Helmer, Ken Galvin, Pastor Alan Strawn, Krista Helgland, Deaconess Linda Smith, Seth Klemmer, Shelby Tippy, Wayne Dove, Jim Haugen, and Peter Landry. Thanks for your support.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
Welcome back. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got 4 soundbites on the table for you to consider. You get to vote. You get to tell us which you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and why. Remember, there are no wrong answers here, and we're not looking for any particular soundbite to emerge as the winner. We simply lay them out in front of you, and you vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE, or email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday, September the 12th. Is it soundbite number 1, Wesley Smith? He's talking about how the Palins, in allowing their child with Down syndrome to come to term, have in fact been fighting for a culture of life in their own family. Dr. Albert Mohler on atheists' understanding of Christianity better than some Christians. Scott Klusendorf on how pro-choicers want to defend their abortion problem, and Charles Lehman on the baptism analogy, just like when the little boy wrote his name on the bottom of his toy. That's what baptism is like with God and you. Shane in Wisconsin writes this: I vote for Mueller's statement about the seeker-sensitive God being no threat to the new atheists. How can a fictional God made in the image of the average American suburbanite be a threat to anything except genuine Christianity? The new atheists know who their real enemy is, and the contemporary worship seeker-sensitive God ain't it. Thank you very much. He said it almost as well as Dr. Mueller. So there's one vote for soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Scott, thank you for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. I almost wanted to vote for soundbite number two because it is very good until I heard number four. And I spoke to, well, actually, my wife and I would both like to vote for soundbite number four because when you look at that situation, it's very clear who is doing the doing there, as you like to say, because baptism isn't about us. It is about what God does for us, putting his name on us.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Scott, and to your wife as well. So that makes two votes for soundbite number four, Pastor Charles Lehman, using the analogy of the boy writing his name on the bottom of his toy. That's what God does in baptism. He takes ownership of you and puts his name on you, and you remain on and in that name from baptism on. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, that's what I like about having somebody like Charles Lehman on, because he's a thinker. He sits down and he thinks about what God's Word says, and then he finds a way of expressing that in a way that all of us understand. I mean, what could be more basic than a child writing their name on? When they learn to write their name, they begin to write their name on everything. And God takes possession of us through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, in the water and word of baptism in exactly the same way, which is why we value, we use God's name. It's the right use of God's name. Christians don't have to be like the Jews who fear to use God's name for fear of misusing God's name. We use God's name in the way that he intended for us to use it. He gave to us to use it. Tom in Alma, Michigan writes, Scott Klusendorf hits the nail on the head, pointing out the absurdity of the pro-choice argument. We need to battle abortion in the civic realm, not on the basis of religion, but on the basis of human rights, which is what Scott does so well. Excellent soundbite. Thank you very much, Tom, and thanks for listening. In Michigan, that's a single vote. It's first vote for Scott Klusendorf on the illogical arguments of the pro-choicers. You know, they say, let's deal with the root cause of abortion and don't outlaw abortion. And he says, that's like saying, let's deal with the root cause of spousal abuse, but don't outlaw spousal abuse. Doesn't make any sense. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. A little later in the program, hour two of the program, Ed Meese is going to join us. We're going to talk about the impact of the 2008 presidential election on the future Supreme Court. He says three, maybe even four in the course of two terms, justices might come up for appointment. We'll find out what it has to do with abortion and a little bit on gay marriage, too, with Ed Meese in a few minutes. And then Elliot Miller will join us to talk about yoga. In between there, we're also going to be talking with Bill McKeever about a response that the Mormon Church has formulated to the so-called massacre that took place when the Mormons were moving west. There was a massacre of innocent pioneers, and the Mormons were blamed for it. There's a response from the Mormon Church. We'll find out what it is with Bill McKeever a little bit later in the program. We're playing Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Next week on the program, we're going to begin a four-part series with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. This, I want you to understand how rare and precious a thing a four-part series with Rod Rosenblatt is. He's the kind of guest, as excellent as he is, it's very difficult to convince him that he's worth having on four shows running. He's a humble man, but he's worth the series and he's worth listening to. It starts next week. We'll be talking with him about the solas of the Reformation: grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, and the most important one, which is for some reason so often left out, Christ alone. That's next week on the program. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talkbackatissuesetc.org. All right, while we're waiting, tell us about the George Clooney haircut. What did it look like, Jeff?
I don't remember. Craig seems to remember more. No, I don't remember. I seriously don't remember. I remember getting it. I remember my wife commiserating. The only time I took my wife in to get a haircut, and she and the hairstylist, you get two women together talking about a guy's hair, and you know they both thought of George Clooney, and all I know is I was looking for a baseball cap in my car on the way home. That's all I remember.
Okay, Craig, what did it look like? Because I don't remember this. I obviously don't pay any attention to how Jeff looks on a day-to-day basis.
Well, what I distinctly remember is Jeff being mad for about 3 or 4 weeks in a row. He was
madder than usual.
He was pretty mad, yeah. And you come walk down the hallway and just, you know, and stay out of his way.
What did it look like?
What's the matter? He goes, I went, got a, Beth talked me into a George Clooney haircut, and that's that's about all I remember. You know, he told me, like he had said, you know, that the hairstylist and his wife were talking, and this is probably going to get me in trouble with Beth, but that's all right. You know, just they kept going at it, cutting here, cutting there, a little more, a little here, a little bit, you know, here and there, and gets
did,
up out
did
of the
he
chair
look like
and
George
looked,
Clooney?
Oh, of course not.
I think I looked more like Shemp from the Three Stooges, actually.
Okay, so was this a flat affair? Is that what we're talking about here?
I don't remember. I honestly do not remember, folks.
All right. Well, the only time I let my wife have input into my hair was when we were first married, our very first year of marriage. And she asked me to get a perm. I had longer hair in those days, and I actually had more of it, enough to actually amount to something. And I did. And then I punished her for it for as long as the perm lasted. Right after that, flat top city for me. Now, I don't have enough hair on top to do a flat top anymore, but I just, you know, keep it short. Only time, one and only time. And she doesn't like my hair to this very day, 20 years of marriage. The one thing she doesn't like about me is my hair. Jen in Virginia writes, she wants to vote for the one about Palin. That would be Wesley Smith, soundbite number one. Her choice to keep her baby, not because it's all that spectacular that they kept their baby. It happens every day. I know a lot of people who've done the same. But more because their choice is now so public, it makes it really hard to confidently argue for the choice when Palin's choose to let the baby live. Yeah, it is a pretty stark reminder to people who say that we should not allow children with Down syndrome to live. So that's one vote for soundbite number one, one vote for soundbite number two, one vote for soundbite number three. And because it was a husband and wife team calling from, I believe, Oakdale, Illinois, the winner for this week, Charles Lehman, and his excellent analogy on baptism and Toy Story movie.
I like to think of that movie Toy Story when the moment that Woody is most disturbed is when the boy writes his name, Andy, on the bottom of Buzz Lightyear, because once he's put his name on Buzz, Buzz is his. He's important to him. He's his treasure. And the fact that God has put his name on us and that he has claimed us as his own, that gives us the context of all of the prayer that we ever do. We live our entire life from the moment we're baptized in the name of Jesus, which is why we close our prayers in the name of Jesus, because we are in the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus is all of the good things that Christ has promised to us in his word. And I think the place where the connection between the name and the joy of prayer becomes most clear is in those opening words of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. It is only because of our baptism that we are privileged to call God our Father and can expect him to treat us as his beloved children.
All right, that's the winner this week. Scott has actually emailed us back from Oakwood, Illinois. He says, after my wife and I voted, I realized that the analogy in soundbite number four is flawed. Would it not imply once saved, always saved? How would one reject the name written on the toy? Well, that's a very good question. The answer is, from God's perspective, once he puts his name on you, his name is on you. But one can reject the work of God when he works through means, as he does in baptism. People hear the word of God, and they reject it. They are baptized and they later reject it, but rejection of the gift doesn't invalidate the gift or the God who gives it. That's how you respond. And that's how you keep from getting into once saved, always saved, and still hold fast to what Scripture teaches about the certainty of baptism. When we come back, hour two of Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
On the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.